Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, July 8th. It was cloudy. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm curious. Are you going to be working a Taste of Chicago, maybe walking around with a giant turkey leg?
Yeah, I'm going to be under. Yeah, I'll be undercover with a cheesecake on a stick. I wonder if they're having that this year. You know, that's the thing with this pared down version. I don't know what restaurants are going to be there.
Yeah, it is going to be a smaller taste,
right?
As reported, you've been tasting some interesting food lately, and didn't you talk about a hot dog place last week as well?
I did, yeah. With the I've been working a lot, you know, so I've been doing a lot more faster food than I have been sitting down. But I did get a lot of messages. I appreciate all the messages about places on the south side when we called. A few of them went into spam, so I fixed that problem. So now I got like a bunch of restaurants that I'll hopefully get to in the next few weeks.
And yes, your email again, if people want to recommend a restaurant?
It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Yeah, I got an interesting discussion last week. We were talking about rib tips and whether it's a St. Louis cut or a Kansas City cut. And somebody was saying, it's supposed to be St. Louis. And I go, yeah, it could be either one, and I hate the Cardinals. So.
Quite a controversy. Tell us about this hot dog stand you went to this week.
Well, I love this place. It's Fatso's Last Stand. And right away, with a name like Fatso's Last Stand, you know, you're given permission to basically eat what you want, you know. Talk about leaning into things. It's like, all right, you know, when you go here, you're not going to get healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
Although they do have salads on the menu, so.
Does anybody order them? I wonder.
I didn't see anybody.
So, what's on the menu and how was it?
Well, it's great. There's they have the Fatso Burger, which is, again, I like going to places where they have the fresh burgers and not the frozen patties.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them in the single or double, and they have another thing I like is they have toasted buns, which a lot of places don't do anymore.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah, I don't know why. But you can get in the single or double with cheese. You can even add an egg or bacon, so if you're there, you know, for breakfast. There's nothing like a bacon and egg on your cheeseburgers. Are really
well, that covers breakfast and lunch,
right? Just throw caution to the wind. It's right on the corner. It's in a weird spot. It's at we didn't see the address. 1982 North Clybourne.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beat 1811 for those of you keeping track. And it's right on the corner of Clybourne and Cortland, where Armitage makes that little jog around Clybourne.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty heavily trafficked area, and their parking lot's kind of a corner parking lot, which is interesting to do when you have a permitted, you know, teenage driver trying to figure that out. But it's right by my daughter's school, so I had to let her drive home.
Yeah, it's close to the Kennedy there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right. It's how you get on to Kennedy when you're on Armitage coming from Lincoln Park. So, but they have the they also have the charred hot dogs.
Not boiled.
They have charred hot dogs, which is also another great thing I love.
Mm-hmm.
And but their big thing is mac and cheese. They have this. They have sort of it's their signature thing, and you can add stuff to the mac and cheese, but it's like homemade mac and cheese, not out of the box. You know, for college kids, it's real, really good mac and cheese. And you can add hamburgers on their hot dogs. There's a bunch of stuff they can add on there too.
Sounds like good comfort comfort food.
A very good comfort food, yeah. I know I went there a few years ago, and they actually put mac and cheese on a hot dog, but I didn't ask if they did that anymore.
No.
It wasn't on the menu.
The question is, okay, it's not a boiled dog, but celery salt, do they properly steam the bun?
They do, yeah. They had celery salt. It's a Chicago-style hot dog with a charred dog. I actually think that that's the real Chicago-style hot dog, not boiled, charred, and...
No.
You know, the way places like the Wiener Circle do it, where you have all the Chicago hot dog stuff, the neon relish and sport peppers and celery salt, but it should be a charred hot dog and a steamed bun.
Well, the charred is okay, but boiled, I think, is the official Chicago dog.
I think we should change that.
I want to know how your daughter deals with a cop teaching her how to drive.
Well, you know, actually, that's very difficult. You know, it's really funny. By the way, when you're out there driving this time of year, there's a lot of kids that are just about to get their license.
Good point.
And if they're anything like my daughter, they follow every law to the letter because they don't want to screw up. And that drives people nuts. You know, when you come to a complete stop at a stop sign, we get people beeping at us, or, you know, you're driving the exact speed limit.
I know my daughter's still, and she's 21, and I'm driving and she's in the car. If I don't signal a turn, she's all over me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hard for me to do, because when you're driving a squad car, you don't necessarily want people to know you're going to turn right away.
That's true. let's get a break in here, and then we'll move on to dessert. But once again, Fatso's Last Stand is at 1982 North Clybourne in Chicago. WGN. The Friday Food Police on the air. That's you, Lieutenant David Haynes, author of the book, Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. I'm looking at what you brought in for dessert. magnificent works of art, but that won't stop us from eating it.
Right, yeah. It's not that hard to eat something so beautiful. But.
Well, tell us about, is this a new bakery?
Well, it's not as new as I thought. It's new to me, but it's Sugar Goat at 820 West Randolph, and it's Stephanie Izzard's place. Stephanie Izzard, you know, is the former winner of Top Chef and hero to young chefs everywhere, as somebody who's a parent of a young chef. But
Girl and the Goat, right?
Girl and the Goat, and the Little Goat is at 840 or something. It's right next door to Sugar Goat, so the Little Goat Cafe, and then she opened up this bakery right next door. And it's as typical for Stephanie Izzard. It's unusual flavors are a lot of the stuff, and she makes cakes and cupcakes that are one of them. And I brought for you is a Cheez-It cupcake.
You know what? I mean, it looks like if you eat half of that, you will be completely satisfied.
Well, yeah, but I saw it. I was like, how do you make a cupcake sweet out of Cheez-Its? But it's cheddar caramel and strawberry buttercream, and it's really an interesting, a very interesting flavor. The other one I brought, which Steve would probably like, is the pancake cupcake. And these are they all make cakes out of this, too, but the pancake cupcake is maple-infused buttercream.
So it's like a maple syrup taste?
Right, yeah. And the cake actually tastes like light, fluffy pancakes, but it's not heavy like pancakes, but it's got the same sort of flavor and texture. They're really great. My daughter will love that.
You had me at pancake.
Well, you know, it's like those, you know, I have talked before about how wonderful it is it's that places are making maple flavored donuts, maple bacon donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what it's like. It's like breakfast, but dessert at the same time.
Those cookies look awesome, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of them, the one my favorite that I tried is, and I would have never had tried this if it wasn't for, you know, me doing this for the show. So you can recommend them is the oatmeal and pickled raisin cookies.
No, pickled raisin?
Right.
Really?
Yeah. You would think it would taste pickly, but it's not. It makes the raisins really sort of pop. And they taste like juicy raisins as opposed to like they've been cooked and dried out. So I was really surprised by how much I liked the pickled raisin oatmeal cookies.
And again, this is on Randolph, 820 West Randolph.
Right, and they have the most elaborate patio outside. It covers both the Sugar Goat and the Little Goat Cafe. It is the nicest patio, and I was telling her, I said, it looks like a stage. She goes, yeah, we have put on some events where people play music there. This whole area of Randolph Street has just, I was talking about this with the manager there. When I went to the police academy, it was all meatpacking plants and, mm-hmm. and just, you know, all. Now it's just a fun place to walk around. There's a million different little restaurants. The winery's there, which is great concerts, and it's just a great street now. 800-900 on Randolph. Really, anything from Halstead to Racine is just beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't been down there in recent years, you're going to be surprised. This place also can do custom cakes.
Right, yeah, they do. It's I mean, they have all the normal bakery stuff, so they can make custom cakes for you. All these cupcakes that I brought are also cakes that they sell. Oh, I also brought, they have a couple pies, like chocolate. It's a chocolate fry pie, which is like little sort of sugary french fries on there. And yeah, and they can scale this up into, you know, catering or, you know, if you want to get a pancake wedding cake.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're there. It's Sugar Goat, 820 West Randolph.
Yeah.
News coming up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have restaurant news. What's going on?
Well, one thing I didn't put in my notes, but I think it should be mentioned. I don't know if you talked about it earlier. Dan Wolf, the owner of the Bagel in Lakeview, he died this week.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Love that restaurant. It's still going to be open. You know, if you get a chance to go to Bagel, it's one of the closest things we have to a New York style Jewish deli.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal.
And that's the only one now, right?
Yeah.
They used to have one in the burbs.
Right, in Old Orchard, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as far as I know, this one's the only one that's still there. But yeah, we reviewed it like one of the first places reviewed, and they don't have enough places like the Bagel, and Dan Wolf is a great guy, so sorry to see him go.
I also wanted to mention, not far from us here at 303 East Wacker, by our old home at the Tribune Building, they have an upscale cafe that's open now. A lot of people don't know about this, but there's a small outdoor patio. It faces Pioneer Court, just a couple of steps off of Michigan Avenue. They cleared some shade trees there, and I think they replanted those. But anyway, you can sit out there at 429 North Michigan Avenue, have a little snack, a coffee, and it's a nice little outdoor cafe now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and over there by what was the home of the Chicago Tribune, and now they're, you know, turning into condos. They've got a little market. It's right under the Landmark Tribune sign. So check that out.
One thing I wanted to mention was Eater Chicago has a story there this week about scammers are going after restaurants and posting a ton of reviews if they don't pay a ransom, bad reviews. So just if you're the type of person that checks reviews of restaurants, if you see a bunch of one-star reviews immediately one after the other, take it with a grain of salt. A lot of these restaurants are getting killed by this.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Yeah, check a lot of reviews.
Yeah.
Don't let a couple like that throw you off.
Right.
By the way, the place I was talking about is called Foxtrot Tribune Tower. And we have to take some pictures of the baked goods you brought in. Let's take them quickly, though, because I don't think they're going to be around very long. Talk to you next Friday, Lieutenant.
All right,
hey, let's be careful out here.